You are listening to the IFH Podcast Network. For more amazing filmmaking and screenwriting podcasts, just go to ifhpodcastnetwork.com.
Today's episode is brought to you by Rise of the Filmtrepreneur, How to Turn Your Independent Film into a Money-Making Business by Alex Ferrari. For a free copy of the audiobook, head over to www.filmbizbook.com.
Welcome to the Director Series Podcast, a show dedicated to deconstructing the work of some of cinema's most celebrated and influential film directors. I'm your host, Cameron Bile.
Fincher's 2002 spot for Adidas, Mechanical Legs, is a great little bit of advertising done in the classic Fincher visual style. High contrast lighting, a steely color palette, and a kinetic camera. The entire piece is a digital creation, featuring a pair of disembodied robot legs exhibiting superhuman agility and speed as they test out a new pair of Adidas sneakers. Fincher's flair for visual effects and dynamic compositions makes the spot effective, and more importantly, memorable. In 2004, Fincher was commissioned by Zalibri to realize a stunning concept called Beauty for Sale. The piece takes place in a futuristic world, filled with the imaginative production design and world-building Fincher is known for, and bolstered by the visually arresting conceit of normal people wearing supermodel bodies as costumes, achieved through clever CGI and other visual effects. In 2006, Fincher reteamed with the cinematographer for the game, the late Harris Savitas, to shoot a commercial for Motorola called Pebble. The spot tracks the long, slow erosion of a rock until it becomes so smooth that it adopts the form factor of Motorola's Pebble mobile phone. Fincher uses CGI in the form of meteors, craters, and weather to portray eons of time in only 60 seconds. This spot was filmed with digital cameras and is credited with giving Fincher and Savitas the desire to adopt the format for the next feature collaboration, 2007 Zodiac. Fate, Leave Nothing, is another exceptional piece of advertising, set to a trip-hop remix of Ennio Morricone's score for The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, as two young boys develop essential football skills like agility and strength over the span of several years. It all culminates in a key confrontation between the two on the field as they collide with explosive force. Alongside the ever-present visual signatures, the piece is indicative of a major fascination of Fincher's from this period in his career, the passage of time. In 2009, Fincher did two spots for Apple's iPhone line of products. The first, iPhone 3G, teases the secrecy that usually surrounds the release of a new iPhone by depicting the complicated security process of accessing Apple's laboratories. The sleek contrast and steely look is characteristic of Fincher, but fits in quite sublimely with Apple's own branding. The colorless set is full of various security tech and looks like something out of a Stanley Kubrick movie, which is fitting for a director whose work is profoundly influenced by him.
The next iPhone. It's the iPhone you love. Now.
Fincher's 2009 spot for Nike, Trail of Destruction, is incredibly artful in its high-contrast, black-and-white approach. Fincher's characteristic use of CGI as a storytelling tool, and not just for visual flash, can be seen at the end, where the football player protagonist retires to the locker room and exhibits a lizard-like skin pattern of scales. Game Breakers is all computer-generated, and as such it hasn't aged as well. It looks more like an old video game, but perhaps that was the intent. Fincher once again works with cinematographer Claudio Miranda, who shot live-action face elements that were then mapped onto CG bodies. The idea is similar to the tech employed for The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, but reversed and applied to a dynamic action sequence.
I thought you were gonna block.
Man, I thought you were gonna run.
Later that same year, Fincher collaborated once again with Rooney Mara in a spot for Calvin Klein perfume called Downtown. Also shot in digital black and white, the spot finds Fincher and Mara eschewing the punky grunge of their previous collaboration in favor of an edgy, glamorous look. Mara herself is depicted as a modern-day Audrey Hepburn, hounded and adored by the press as she attends junkets and does photo shoots. but she's also seen engaging in daily urban life and riding the subway, while listening to her iPod naturally. Fincher's love of architecture is seen in several setups, the most notable being a shot prominently featuring Mara framed against New York City's George Washington Bridge. The whole piece is scored to a track by Karen O, a kindred spirit of Mara's and Fincher's, who provided the vocals for Trent Reznor's rearrangement of Led Zeppelin's Immigrant Song on The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. Overall, Downtown is a brilliantly executed and stylish spot that sells its product beautifully. 2014 saw Fincher direct a series of four commercial spots for The Gap. In a bid to regain some cultural cool factor, Gap released a campaign entitled Dress Normal. To his credit, Fincher achieves Gap's goals brilliantly, creating four effortlessly cool and stylish pieces. Titled Golf, Stairs, Kiss, and Drive, all are presented in stark shades of black and white, rendered crisply onto the digital frame. Fincher eschews a sense of modernity for a jazzy mid-century vibe, with the old-fashioned production design and cinematography coming across as a particularly well-preserved lost film from the French New Wave. Each spot pairs together a couple, or groups, of beautiful urbanites living out the prime of their youth in generic urban environments. Fincher's hand is most evident in the sleek modern camera work that belies the campaign's timeless appeal. He employs a variety of ultra-smooth dolly and technocrane movements that effortlessly glide across his vignettes, while hiding the true complexity of the moves themselves. All in all, Fincher's Dress Normal spots are quite effective, injecting some much-needed style and sex appeal into Gap's branding efforts.
Thank you for listening to the Director Series. For a deeper dive into your favorite filmmakers, go to www.directorseries.net.
The Director Series is made possible in large part by our generous supporters on Patreon. Please visit us at patreon.com/directorseries to see how your contribution enables the continued production of video essays and text articles on your favorite contemporary and classic film directors. Thank you.